If you think that signing your child up for Utah's new Child Protection Registry is a totally safe way to make sure she stops getting naughty emails, you're wrong.
They may be putting their child at greater risk and not less risk.
That's State Representative John Dougal. He tried, unsuccessfully, for a year to defeat the Child Protection Registry. And now he says parents are being sold a bunch of myths about the new program. Myth number one, says Dougal, is that your kid will stop receiving unwanted spam in his email box. That's the main argument from the registry's number one fan, the Attorney General's office. Spokesman Paul Murphy.
Children are receiving awful, awful things by email, and right now there is nothing out there to stop these people. This is actually something that will stop children from receiving the vast majority of email that they shouldn't be receiving.
The idea is this. Parents register their kids' email addresses at utahregistry.com. Then email marketers are supposed to cross-check their lists against the state registry to make sure they're not sending inappropriate messages to those kids. But when was the last time you got a really nasty message from a legitimate marketer? X-Mission founder Pete Ashdown says the real culprits are unlikely to bother with the registry.
The majority of them are not in Utah, and the majority of them are not in the United States even. We're talking about people with no scruples who will use any method possible to get their email into email boxes, and they don't care about whether there is a child protection list in Utah.
Not only do these spammers love to send bulk emails with dreadful headings like "Cheap Viagra here," "Get better sex," and so on, they also place a high premium on valid email addresses. That's why responding to a spam email will only increase the number you receive. It's also why Ashdown says any database of emails is a bad idea.
The only way to make a database secure on the internet 100% is to remove it from the internet. There are so many ways that information can be intercepted that it would hold some pause for me before I put some names on that list.
Ashdown will not be signing his kids up on the registry. The technology company behind Utah's Child Protection Registry is called Unspam, and co-founder Matthew Prince says they don't actually store the emails in a database. They just take a fingerprint of the email and destroy the original.
We don't store it in any way. We never store any of the email addresses in a way that even we know what's on the list.
So instead of keeping an actual list of emails, Unspam says they keep a list of fingerprints, and the email marketers who do send their list to be cross-checked or scrubbed, as it's called, never actually see that list. They just get their own list back, minus the emails on the registry. Which leads us to myth number two. No one can get your child's email address from the registry. Again, Representative Dougal.
Well, if I give you a list of emails, and I get back the list of clean emails, the ones that I can send to, I still know which ones got taken off. Since I can see both parts, what went in and what came out, that could be a good way to start harvesting valid emails.
So whether a spammer cracks the code or not, simply having a list scrubbed by the registry and doing a quick before and after comparison will lead them to a goldmine of valid children's emails, maybe even your own. And they'd likely turn right around and sell that list to other spammers for a nice profit. And even Unspam's chief technology officer, Eric Langheinrich, admits that.
Absolutely, that risk exists. Yeah, I mean, the only thing we can really do about that is if somebody has the intention to do that, the first thing is that they already have the address and are going to be selling it off because it's already on their list to be able to capture it. But furthermore, this gives us the ability to actually go and track those people down and prosecute them when it does happen.
Which leads us to the bottom of the matter. Langheinrich says the Child Protection Registry is mainly a trap to catch spammers. And your child is the bait.
It gives the states the ability to actually go and prosecute laws so that, you know, we can shut down the kind of stuff that really shouldn't be happening in the first place.
He says the Child Protection Registry gives the Attorney General three simple steps to prosecute spammers.
Was the address on the list? Was the content inappropriate? And did you send the message? You know, that makes it much easier. But one of the big problems with spam law at this point is that it's been almost impossible to enforce any of it. And, you know, the number of cases that have actually been won are few and far between.
Furthermore, since legitimate marketers pay a fee to have their list scrubbed by the registry, Unspam's Matthew Prince says that will pay for enforcement.
It generates revenue in order to actually fund prosecutions. So, you know, are the worst spammers out there going to check themselves against the registry? Of course not. But we're going to have to go after them. It takes money.
In other words, says Dougal, putting your child's email address on the Child Protection Registry is like signing up to help catch the bad guys. Your son or daughter could end up getting even more nasty spam. But he or she could also end up a bit of a hero if it helps catch an elusive spammer. Or you could take Dougal's advice.
The simple fact is, in general, the safest way to protect your kids on the internet is for the parents to review the material before the kid looks at it.
I'm Julie Rose, KCPW News.